Regulating the sale of alcohol in Utah has long included contention between state lawmakers and those who would like to see liquor laws relaxed in the historically conservative and religious climate. Those who call for a loosening of liquor laws say it's crucial to maintaining the state's tourism industry, but those at the helm hold on to control. Recent shortcuts and loopholes used by businesses have led to a crackdown, says Vice Chairman of the Utah Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control, Jeff Wright. He says it's true that the state could use more liquor licenses so that circumnavigating the law would be thwarted.
We don't have enough liquor permits, and I think we as a commission and as a staff, we generally know that there aren't enough, and the population continues to grow, a number of drinkers in the state continues to grow, and so you could make a very good argument for more liquor licenses, but we can't grant more liquor licenses. That comes from the legislature, and I don't believe there's any talk of that anytime soon.
The Utah DABC Commission is made up of 7 members and, contrary to popular belief, says Wright, not all of them are against drinking. He says 2 or 3 of the commissioners imbibe, and he insists that's not the issue.
But I do have to say that's not as much of an issue as people make it out to be. I think there are issues where I've never seen that be an issue between drinkers and non-drinkers, actually.
Wright says he understands the public perspective that the DABC shouldn't be interpreting the liquor laws, but nevertheless, that's what the commission is charged with. He says the number of liquor licenses expands with the population. As the demographic shifts in Utah, the issue becomes a higher demand on liquor licenses, and the numbers just can't keep up.
Supply and demand have not equalized out. Now, because there are more drinkers, that doesn't mean the population increases based on drinkers. It's the overall populations.
As of July 1st, a prospective bar or restaurant owner can purchase an existing liquor license by transfer as long as it stays within the same county.
This is the Transfer Act is in place, which may allow the marketplace to act a little more in allowing trading of licenses. But in my personal opinion, yes, we need more licenses.
There is some slight movement at the state government level, Wright says, to get out of the liquor business altogether and let private enterprise take over. But that still may be a long way off.
And I think there is a debate. There are certain representatives who do think we should be out of the business and certain that don't. So that's a debate that will take place above my pay grade.
That's Jeff Wright, Park City resident and vice chairman of the Utah Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.